California's war on bacon has tempers sizzling in farming states. The Eats Act would prevent states from impeding agricultural trade from other states within the United States. By Katie Grimes, September 20th, 2021. Published by California Globe. From the first state in the nation to offer prison inmates an all-vegan menu, California voters passed a ballot measure in 2018 mandating more living space for veal calves, cows, and pigs, and banned the confinement of egg-laying hens in cages. Proposition 12, the Farm Animal Confinement Initiative, also set up a ban on the sale of these agricultural products in California that don't meet the new requirements, attempting to influence how farmers in other states raise their animals. That's so California. The Golden State has banned foie gras, shark fin soup, plastic straws, junk food in schools, microbeads in cosmetics, plastic grocery bags, trans fats, and now, bacon. California even imposed a ban on fur products. The rest of the country does not appreciate California's nanny regulations as they reverberate across the land. According to the California Department of Food and Agriculture, there are two deadlines in Proposition 12. The first requires egg-laying hens to be housed with a minimum of 144 square inches per hen, and calves raised for veal housed with a minimum of 43 square feet per calf by January 1, 2020. The second deadline goes into effect January 1, 2022. For egg-laying hens to be housed cage-free and breeding pigs raised with 24 square feet per pig. So, January 1st, California will begin enforcing Prop 12 that requires this extra space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. National veal and egg producers are optimistic they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the new rules. USA Today reported, unless the courts intervene or the state temporarily allows non-compliant meat to be sold in the state, California will lose almost all of its pork supply, much of which comes from Iowa. America's farmers and livestock producers have had enough of the left-wing states like California imposing their radically clueless ideas on them, and they're taking their fight to Congress, PJ Media reported. They explain how. Senators Roger Marshall, MD, Republican, Kansas, Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa, Joni Ernst, Republican, Iowa, John Cornyn, Republican, Texas, and Cindy Hyde-Smith, Republican, Mississippi, were motivated to introduce new legislation called the Exposing Agricultural Trade Suppression Act, EATS Act, in order to counter California's Proposition 12, Prop 12. Protect the Harvest reports the congressional legislation was introduced in the U.S. Senate aimed at preventing states and local governments from interfering with agricultural interstate commerce. The EATS Act protects agricultural producers across the country from acts like California's Prop 12, which requires livestock producers outside of California to conform to animal housing and other standards set by radical animal activists under the guise of public health. It shouldn't be up to California to tell other states how they should be producing their agricultural products, Grassley told WNAX in an interview. California is not only being unfair to its own consumers, but to producers in other states, and is likely violating the U.S. Constitution with Proposition 12. Yahoo reported in July that bacon may actually disappear in California because pork farmers can't retool farms very easily to provide more space for hogs. With Californians consuming more than 15% of all pork produced in the U.S., the ban could drive the cost of pork way up. It's no surprise other states don't like being forced to adhere to California's left-wing laws, PJ Media reported. Mississippians don't like the idea of liberal states like California imposing their radical ideas on us or dictating how our farmers and ranchers do their jobs, said Hyde-Smith, who serves on the Senate Agriculture Committee. I'm sure that's the case from coast to coast. The latest ban clearly is not endearing Californians to the rest of the country. One commenter said, "Enjoy your bacon strips." Another commenter went even further. "Enjoy your Beyond Meat fake bacon with cat food ingredients.
Audio Hopper.